the kite that touched the sky. It was the morning of Makar Sankranti in the small village of Suryapur, nestled by a winding river and surrounded by golden fields of ripe sugarcane. The festival air buzzed with excitement as villagers prepared for the celebrations. The aroma of freshly made Tilgul laddus and Puran Poli wafted through every home. Brightly colored kites fluttered against the blue sky, painting a scene of joy and hope. In one such house lived a 10-year-old boy named Ashu, who loved kites more than anything in this world. His father, Ramesh, was a farmer, and though the family didn't have much, but they had each other. Ashu's dream was simple yet grand. It was to fly a kite so high that it touched the clouds. This Makar Sankranti, Ashu was determined to make his dream come true. His best friend, Reena, a curious and cheerful girl from the neighboring house, joined him as they set out to prepare for the big day. Ashu and Reena visited the village square where the famous kite maker, Chacha Govind, had set up his stall. Chacha was known for his exquisite kites that seemed to dance with the wind. His kites were not only beautiful, but also carried his wisdom, as he believed every kite told a story. "Chacha, I want a kite that will fly higher than the tallest tree and touch the sky," Ashu said with gleaming eyes. Chacha chuckled. "Ashu, a kite that touches the sky isn't just made of paper and string. It needs something special. Maybe a piece of your heart," said Chacha. Puzzled Ashu asked, "How do I do that, Chacha?" Chacha Govind smiled and handed him a plain white kite. "Decorate this kite with love and dreams, and it will soar higher than you can imagine," said Chacha to Ashu. Ashu and Reena hurried home, excited to create their masterpiece. They together painted the kite with bright colors: yellow for the sun, blue for the sky, and green for the fields. In the center, they drew a big heart and wrote, "Dream big." As the sun climbed higher, the village came alive with festivities. Families gathered on rooftops, dressed in vibrant attire. Mothers sang folk songs while feeding their families Tilgul laddus, reminding everyone That Tirgul Gya Gor Gor Bola. That means, eat these sweets and speak sweet words. Ashu and Reena climbed onto their rooftop, their kite ready for flight. Ashu's father handed him a spool of thread coated with glass powder, specially prepared for kite battles in the sky. The father said, "Remember, Ashu, Makar Sankranti is not just about flying kites. It's about letting go of the past and welcoming new beginnings. As your kite rises, think of it as your dreams soaring high." Ashu nodded, inspired by his father's words. He carefully held the kite while Reena helped release the string. With a swift tug, the kite caught the wind and began its journey upwards. The sky was now a battlefield. Kites of every color and size danced and fought, their strings cutting through the air, just like swords. Ashu's kite climbed higher and higher, its bold design standing out against the others. Suddenly, a red kite swooped in. The owner of the red kite, a boy named Karan, was known as the best kite flyer in the village. He smirked from his rooftop, challenging Ashu. "Ashu, watch out!" Reena cried. But Ashu wasn't afraid. He remembered his father's advice and focused on controlling his kite with precision. With each maneuver, he dodged Karan's attack, using the wind to his advantage. The villagers watched in awe as Ashu's kite soared higher, leaving the red kite behind. Just when Ashu thought the danger was over, a sudden gust of wind pulled his kite downward. The string began to fray, and it seemed the kite would fall. "Reena, hold the spool," Ashu shouted. Together, they worked to stabilize the kite. Ashu adjusted the tension while Reena steadied the spool. Their teamwork paid off, and the kite regained its altitude. The villagers cheered as Ashu's kite climbed higher than ever before, touching the clouds. Ashu felt a surge of pride and joy, of course. For a moment, it seemed as if his kite had truly touched the sky. As Ashu basked in his victory, he noticed a young boy on a distant rooftop, struggling with a torn kite. The boy's face was pale with disappointment, of course, and he looked on longingly at the colorful sky. Without any hesitation, Ashu reeled in his kite and called out to the boy. "Take this," he shouted, tossing his kite over to boy's rooftop. The boy's face lit up with gratitude as he caught the kite. Ashu, on the other hand, felt a warm glow in his heart. Reena beamed at him, saying, "That was the best thing you could have done, Ashu." As the day turned to evening, the villagers gathered by the river bank to release small oil lamps into the water. The river sparkled with the light of hundreds of lamps, a tribute to the sun and symbol of hope for the future. Ashu's father placed a hand on his shoulder. "I am proud of you, son. You didn't just fly a kite today. You learned the true meaning of Makar Sankranti, that is, sharing joy and spreading kindness." Ashu smiled, realizing his father was right. The kite may have not just stayed with him, but the happiness he felt was greater than any victory. That night, Ashu and Reena sat under the starry sky with their faces glowing with contentment. Ashu looked up and whispered, "Dream big and always let your heart guide you." Reena nodded. "And remember, no matter how high you fly, sharing your joy makes it even better," she said. The two friends watched as the stars twinkled above, a reminder that the sky was full of endless possibilities. From that day on, Ashu and Reena became known not just for their kite flying skills, but also for their generous hearts, inspiring everyone in Suryapur to celebrate Makar Sankranti every year with love and unity.